USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Parents of the 19 children killed inside a South Texas elementary school have more questions than answers about that fateful day. Former FBI investigator Bill Daley says the timeline of events is still unclear.
The next question that wasn't very crisp in that press conference and perhaps will come out a little bit later on is that specific timing around the initial entry to the final breach.
This after police say officers took defensive positions inside Robb Elementary in Uvalde on Tuesday when the gunman opened fire at them instead of calling for backup. Hitting the road this Memorial Day weekend, gas prices have hit a new highest ever milestone. According to AAA, the national average price for regular is now $4.60 a gallon. Diesel prices also sitting at $5.54 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill ant-kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Senate Republicans are blocking forward progress on a domestic terrorism bill.
On this vote, the yeas are 47, the nays are 47. The motion is not agreed to.
The measure fell short of a 60-vote threshold needed to advance. The House-passed Democratic measure was pushed after the recent deadly mass shooting in Buffalo, which was labeled as a racially motivated hate crime. Republicans are accusing Democrats of politicizing the Buffalo tragedy with unnecessary legislation. Republican Senator Rand Paul calling the bill insulting and said it implies all people are bad, that there is this great and worrisome thing that is infecting America, when the opposite is true. A second shipment of baby formula is now in Pennsylvania. It was flown in from Germany yesterday to help ease the nationwide supply shortage. Officials say it will be sent to hospitals, WIC programs, and retailers as soon as this weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best war truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as people come to grips with an 18-year-old man shooting and killing 19 children at a school, many people are calling for more gun regulations. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy says he's not sure if taking away people's guns will solve the problem.
We don't try to address drunk driving by banning all sober drivers. We concentrate on the problem, the drunk driving.
An actor is facing sexual assault charges in the UK.
Disgraced actor Kevin Spacey was charged in the United Kingdom with 4 counts of sexual assault against 3 men on Thursday, as he appeared in a Manhattan court to testify in a separate sex case brought against him in New York of assaulting a 14-year-old boy in the mid-80s. The Crown Prosecution Service reminds all concerned that criminal proceedings against Mr. Spacey are active and that he has the right to a fair trial. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Actor Ray Liotta is dead at the age of 67. The actor reportedly passed away in his sleep in the Dominican Republic while shooting a movie called Dangerous Waters. Liotta, best known for his role in the classic film Goodfellas.
Really funny. What do you mean I'm funny?
It's funny. You know, it's a good story. It's funny. You're a funny guy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.